السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the right of the musafir that I am happy to introduce Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Bayat Sahab, who was working for the Department of Health as a health inspector. He's a graduate and a sati and contemporary of mine at Darul Ulum Falah Darain Targeshwar. And now he is the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab. Last night he read the zikr here. We are fortunate to have him for Salatul Jumu'ah. So we request Hazrat Maulana to give us some words of advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal inshaAllah.
Inna Allahu wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولذكر الله أكبر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين. الحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected ulama kiram, Fazi kiram, elders, brothers and friends in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As per command of our Hazrat Wala, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawar Allahu Fuyuzuhum, according to his command, he has encouraged us to try and discuss as far as possible the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah today, in this few minutes of discussion, I would love to discuss the five sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when entering a masjid. These five sunnahs we can practice when we are coming on the day of Jum'ah. It will be more afzal. And the five sunnah we can practice when we are coming daily to the masjid, that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through this love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will gain the ma'rifat and the love and the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran Kareem says, Kul in kuntum tuhibboon Allah, fattabi'uni yuhbibukum Allah. Say to them, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in kuntum tuhibboon Allah, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love you, you want the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fattabi'uni, then follow me. Fattabi'uni, yuhbibukum Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. In today's time, whom do we follow to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal? We have to follow those who have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in whose heart is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through their way, inshallah, we will gain the ma'rifat and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ayat of the Quran al-Kareem in today's time, Kul in kuntum tuhibboon Allah, fattabi'uni yuhbibukum Allah. The life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is complete. The era of the sahaba ikiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in is complete. So is the tabi'in, the tabi'in. Today the life of the ahlullah, in whose heart is embedded the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal. The first sunnah when coming to the masjid on the day of Jum'ah, when entering the masjid, and likewise the same similar sunnah we practice on any other occasion when coming to the masjid. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first sunnah when entering the masjid on the day of Jum'ah, is to say Bismillah before entering the masjid. What a simple sunnah, yet so great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jalla. To say Bismillah before entering the masjid. It comes in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu amrin zibalin lam yaskur ismallahi ta'ala wa huwa abtar. Every action which a person contemplates to practice without taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that action bears no fruit. That action bears no fruit. So the first sunnah when entering the masjid is to say Bismillah. It won't take much time. Just to say Bismillah before entering the masjid. Bismillah was taught by Hazrat Jibra'il alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when the ayats of the Quran al-Kareem were revealed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was told, Ikrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, Ma ana biqari'in. I am not a learned person. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam again said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ikrah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the same reply, I am not a learned person. Ma ana biqari'in. Then Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, take Allah's name and recite. Ikrah bismi rabbika allazi khalaq. Take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name and recite. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam took the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then recited the ayats of the Quran al-Kareem that were revealed, the first five ayats of the Quran al-Kareem. So taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great. Sufiya-i-Kiram, through the anwarat of hadith, through the light of hadith, have taught us, and we have full conviction on this, that a person who says Bismillah with this tongue, this zuban that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, this tongue which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, if a person on the surface of planet earth, the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, just once in his lifetime, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi has written, that just in once in his lifetime, if this mu'min, with this tongue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him, says one time, says Allah's name, says Allah, or says Bismillah, inshallah it is hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the fire of Jahannam will never ever burn that tongue that has taken Allah's name. These are the light from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, shown to us by the akabirin, those whose hearts have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person's tongue, Allah cannot burn that person's tongue who has taken Allah's name, who has says Bismillah. How can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala burn his tongue? So Allah ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a person when he takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, the very famous hadith on the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names or asma is not restricted to 99. There's no restriction to the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in one compact hadith that only 99 names are mentioned from the Asma'il Husna. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's zikr, it is unlimited. It is unlimited, not restricted to so many 99 names. The names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the zikr and the yad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unrestricted, unlimited. This is from the khazana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal. So just to say Bismillah before entering the masjid. To such an extent, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's so much of emphasis on Bismillah and Allah's zikr, that when a person takes a morsel of food and places this morsel of food in his mouth, and he forgets to take the name of Allah on the inception of eating, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught that during the time of the eating, he remembers that I have forgotten to take Allah's name. Then say, Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirahu. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning and the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the end. The emphasis of taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal. So entering the masjid just to say Bismillah is so great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that tongue Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not destroy with the fire of Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice this first sunnah. When putting on our clothes, say Bismillah. When we remove our clothes, say Bismillah. When we entering the car, say Bismillah. When we coming out of the car, say Bismillah. And inshallah, it is hoped by taking Allah's name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put noor in our hearts. And through this noor, inshallah, through this noor, the darkness of evil and ma'asiyat will be expelled. Sometimes a person wonders that every time he hears that Allah's name has got so much of power, Allah's name has so much of grandeur. Yes, there is no doubt. There is no doubt in that. If a person says, La ilaha illallah, where again he mentions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Whomsoever says once in his lifetime, La ilaha illallah, he will enter Jannah. This is only taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we getting Raza'i ilahi and Kurbat ilahi. What is that Zat, the power of the Zat itself? What is the power of the Zat, Allah's Zat himself, when the power of the Asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got so much of power? What is the power of the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself? So taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Azza wa Jal is no ordinary thing. It is great in the name, great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So put on our clothes, we say Bismillah. Remove our clothes, we say Bismillah. When we're making the children wear clothes also, say Bismillah on their behalf, put the clothes on. Eating food, say Bismillah. Continue being in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taking Allah's name is like a person when he's worried about his ma'asiyat, his sins and evil, and when he comes to a sheikh for his tarbiyat in Islah, the sheikh prescribes a zikr. Sometimes the dobara tasbih is prescribed, sometimes the ism-e zat is prescribed, sometimes nafi isbat is prescribed. But he is, in his mind, he does not comprehend that there is so much of darkness and I am in so much of evil. Now the sheikh is telling me, recite Quran al-Kareem, recite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala zikr. He should tell me and teach me how to abstain. It is likened to a person who is in a dark room and there is no light in that room. And he communicates with another person to inquire how to bring light in the room. And that person, and he suggests to himself that remove the roof, then light will come. Open the windows, open the curtains, then light will come. Open the doors, light will come. And a simple person tells him, don't be a fool, just switch on the light. The connection is there, just switch on the light, and automatically the darkness will be expelled, and light will illuminate. Why are you worried about taking out the roof and removing the windows and the doors? So Allah's name has got so much of power. Noorun ala noor. Light upon night. One person just takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Light upon light comes. Through this noor, inshallah, all the darkness and the ma'asiyat of the evil will be eliminated from that person, inshallah. Through the barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. So enter the masjid, say Bismillah, take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. Second sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when entering the masjid, is to enter the masjid with the right foot. Alhamdulillah, many of us remember that we have to enter the masjid with the right foot, and it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But due to circumstances, when we reach the masjid, actually, illa mashallah, others what happens, we forget. See, insan nisyan, we forget. So instead of entering, we came to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the darbar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, enter the masjid with the right foot. But when we come here, we enter the masjid with the left foot. But we read about the sunnah, we hear about the sunnah, and we think that the sunnah is so trivial in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man nahyai sunnati inda fasadi ummati. فَلَهُ أَجْرُهُ مِئَةَ شَهِيدٍ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. A person in the time of trials, tribulations and corruption, if he revives one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brings alive one sunnah, imagine just coming to the masjid and entering with the right foot is one sunnah. أَحْيَاءِ sunnah, bring that sunnah alive. Bring the sunnah alive, he will get the reward of 100 shuhada. A person who has been martyred 100 times in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 100 shuhada, so shahido ka sawab milega. Just this reviving the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is great. There is no sunnah that we can say that this sunnah is of less importance and this sunnah is of more importance.
The entire lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the entire lifetime was a sunnah. So every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of practicing on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a group of sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum majma'een came to Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha and requested from her to tell us something that was very, very great. Something that was very special about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha says in reply, did you not read the Quran Kareem? Have you not studied the Quran Kareem? Everything that you find in the Quran Kareem, khuluqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-Quran, that the entire character, the entire akhlaq, the entire sunnah, what you want to know about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything was special, and you'll find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practiced the Quran Kareem in total. In total, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practiced the Quran Kareem. So whatever you find in the Quran Kareem, that was the akhlaq and the uswai hasana of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq of bringing the sunnah in our life. Even during the time of our life, not only when coming to the masjid with the right foot. When we entering the home, we enter the home with the right foot. And when we're eating food, we eat food with the right hand. When we're presenting something to someone, we present with the right hand. This is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we're receiving something from someone, we receive with our right hand. When we're commanding a person who is working for us or a servant and the worker, instruct him and give him his material or file in with the right hand. Likewise, when you're putting our clothes on, put the clothes on from the right hand side. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved to do everything good, the good actions were done with the right hand. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third sunnah of coming and entering the masjid is the sunnah of sending salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And especially on the day of Friday. Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us that send salawat in abundance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Send salawat in abundance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How must the salawat be sent? When we entering the masjid, we normally call the salawat as Durud Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. One way of sending the salawat is in this manner, that Ya Allah, I am sending the salawat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is descending on the Rose Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like how rain falls, and how the droplets of rain, when it falls on an object, sometimes on a car, and when you're entering the car, those droplets of water fall on us, the droplets of rain. Likewise, we send this durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is descending on the Rozay Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those droplets are falling and coming on us. In this manner, we send the salawat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Quran Kareem, and also the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Quran Kareem we are told, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. Allah's malaika who are engaged 24 hours in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sama in tasbih, sama in tahmid, sama in tahleel, sama in taqdis, sama in takbir, sama in sujood, sama in ruku, they send salawat and salutations to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O mu'mineen, send blessings and salutations on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, man salla alayya salatan wahidatan sallallahu alayhi ashra. That person who sends one salutation, one durood to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 10 blessings to him. 10 blessings for one salawat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive. Hayatun Nabi. We send our salutations to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is presented with these salutations. This durood is sent and transferred to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Muhammad ibn Ibrahim, or Ismail, the son of Muhammad, has sent this salawat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the Rozay Mubarak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal, he has appointed an angel who writes down the name of every person on the surface of this earth who sends salawat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. that this person, the son of so and so, has sent durood on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of sending durood in abundance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we enter the masjid, send salawat and the afzal salawat to send as-salatu as-salamu ala Rasulullah. This salawat must be sent unto Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the fourth sunnah when entering the masjid on the day of Jummah is make dua. Make dua when we enter the masjid. A person is not guaranteed that he is coming to Allah's house and 24 hours or the exact amount of time that he was spending in Allah's house, that he is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's remembrance. We know in the condition of ourselves, we may be sitting in the masjid, in the mosque of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jism yaha hai, lekin ruh kaha kaha phirte hai. The body is here, but the ruh and the soul is visiting all over the show. So make this dua, Allahumma ftahali abwaab rahmatik. Oh Allah, not open only one door for me. Allahumma ftahali abwaab rahmatik. If you know Arabic language, the grammar, bab and abwaab, singular and plural. Oh Allah, open and gush, open the doors of rahmat for me. You see, our ibadat is such. In reality, our ibadat is such, it is so weak. Our ibadat is actually knuckle. It is actually a copycat ibadat. And our ibadat is not such that in the darbar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we can be proud and present our ibadat. It is only Allah's karam and raham. Only Allah's karam and raham that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put us into Jannah. Our ibadat can't drag us into Jannah. We don't have the strength. For example, month of Ramadan, a person cannot fulfill the total haq on hukuk of the month of Ramadan. It is only Allah's rahmat that He will accept that our broken efforts during the month of Ramadan. So likewise, entire lifetime we have spent on earth, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just takes us to test for one teaspoon of water, just for one teaspoon of water we have to give hisab. How long it will take us to give the hisab? Therefore we make dua that Allah, I'm reading this dua, Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmatik, open your doors of rahmat for me. And on the day of Qiyamah, no hisab or kitab. Don't put me into hisab and kitab. On that day, let your raham and your karam be on me and cause me to enter Jannah. So this is the raham of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is actually a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that don't underestimate dua. A person says, sometimes he says, you make dua for me, you make dua for me, you make dua for me. But he forgets dua to make dua for himself. Allah ta'ala has given us a tongue. Allah Ta'ala has given us a heart. Allah Ta'ala has given us hands. Yes, Akabirin, come tell the Akabirin and the Buzrugani Deen to make dua. Tell the Sheikh Mashayikh to make dua. Tell the pious to make dua. Tell the young ones to make dua. But Allah has given us that tawfiq. We should also make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ad-dua'u silahul mu'minin. Aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that dua mu'min ka hatiyar hai. Dua mu'min ka hatiyar hai, that is, dua is the weapon of a mu'min. It is a weapon of the mu'min. So make dua when we come into the masjid. This is the fourth sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The fifth sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when entering the masjid is the sunnah to make dua for ihtikaf. That we are in our masjid, alhamdulillah, we have come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And while we are sitting in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or engaging ourselves in ibadat, we are making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listening to nasihat or a talk or to a lecture, or we are making tasbihat, or we are reciting the Quran al-Kareem, or we are actually involved in salah, infiradi salah, the salah that we make on our own, or ijtimai salah. One simple dua Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, Nawaitul ihtikafa lillahi azza wa jalla ma dumtu fil masjid. Oh Allah, so as long as I am in your masjid, I am in nafil ihtikaf. Each time we enter the masjid, masjid proper, where the ihtikaf takes place, where the salah jamaat takes place, make our niyat for ihtikaf, that oh Allah, as long as I remain in your masjid, for example, day of Jummah, some have come very early, some will come for 20 minutes. So while we are sitting in the masjid, let us make the niyat quickly for ihtikaf. Quickly for ihtikaf. And today it is the very quick age. It is the microwave age. It is the microwave age, electronic age. Everything computerized, quick. Everything must be done very quickly. So here too we make ihtikaf with niyat inshallah. We'll get all our ibadat sawab. Plus we'll get the sawab bansela. Somebody comes to buy from us, he buys so much of goods, he says, give me some bansela, so give me some chocolates, give me some sweet, give me some ice cream, bansela or cold drink. Take this bansela and we go from the masjid also. The bansela of ihtikaf, make the niyat for ihtikaf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal and bring this five sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tariqah in our life. Dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye, dono alam ki kya hai haqeeqat, jitne alam ho tujh par lutaye, sare alam mein fir fir ke ya rab, sare alam mein fir fir ke ya rab, tere dard e mohabbat sunaye, sare alam mein fir fir ke ya rab, tere dard e mohabbat sunaye, tere dard e mohabbat sunakar sare alam ko majnoo banaye, tere dard e mohabbat sunakar sare alam ko majnoo banaye.
Wa akhir da'wa.